when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. The free Wake Up Call DT app you can get on WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. And on iTunes, the name of the show is the name of the free podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Want to thank all the listeners that we have every single day, every month, and every year. You continue to grow. And I appreciate everyone that's been there from the beginning and everybody that's jumped on the train since it started moving. Very happy to have our going into the season, a slice of, proudly brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria, and that is with Dave Pasiak this time around, the head coach of Onondaga Community College Lasers men's basketball team, and he is here with me to preview the season and everything that is to come. So first and foremost, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dan. Thanks for having me. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit here, and we're obviously getting into the colder weather and the basketball weather, so to speak, and being on the verge of this upcoming season. And from last season to this season, what can you say that you've been able to see, maybe some of what you lost, what you've gained as we move forward?
We lost a lot of production. We had kind of a sophomore-dominated team, some second-year experience and everything a year ago. So we were quite a bit different team this year. We're a much younger team. We've got a really good incoming freshman class, but they're freshmen. So it's going to take a little while. We've got really only one guy, Cam DeSanto, who was our third leading scorer a year ago. He's really the only guy back that we have with significant amount of experience. And then we've got four other returnees from last year and a couple of guys that were out with medical redshirts. So from an experience standpoint and from a makeup of the team standpoint, we're quite a bit different. We're a lot smaller. We're back to playing a little bit faster like we've done in days gone by. Last year we had two 6'8 kids, Mike Scott, who's now on scholarship at West Virginia Tech, and Colin Hanley, who's playing for St. John Fisher. Between the two of those guys, they did a pretty good job of rim protecting and kind of owning the basket area. So we don't have that kind of size, but we're a little more versatile. I think our perimeter guys are very, very good. It's going to take a little bit because we're freshmen, but I'm very optimistic about our team.
It's an interesting place for you to be in, and we've talked about it before, that when you hear about somebody's a freshman, you put them on the bench, you give them some time, they have the freshman mistakes that they'll get over time, but in a four-year school, that's all good and well. But in a two-year opportunity that they have at OCC, what type of guys are you looking for? Because they need to ramp up right away. I mean, essentially, when they're playing for OCC, they have to play freshman as a junior and sophomore as a senior. So how are you recruiting, and do you feel like you've found the guys that can jump on it right away?
Yeah, well, I mean, the ideal guy for us, I guess, is the guy that's like almost a scholarship level guy that through their experience here for 2 years would get him over the hump and get him to a Division II, Division I, NAIA scholarship opportunity school. So painting with a broad brush, that's like, if you're going to portray the ideal guy. Our recruiting philosophy has always been very, very Central New York centric. Section 3, we want to be a great avenue for for kids within Onondaga County, within Section 3, Central New York as a whole, surrounding sections and surrounding counties. And I think historically our roster has reflected that. It's kind of one of my philosophies. We're a community college, and I think we should be representative of community.
Yeah. And when you look at being representative of the community, football gets the conversation a lot, and you're going to get some from basketball as well, that Central New York is not the place where you see a lot of kids, go down the road to a Syracuse. It does happen every once in a while. I mean, obviously, Jamesville DeWitt has been good for Syracuse basketball, but when you want to be Central New York-centric and you want to go after the players here, how do you view the talent? Because I know you're so closely connected to it, you're watching it, you're a part of it. What can you say about Central New York's talent and what you feel like you're getting from keeping it home, so to speak.
I mean, I think it's a good basketball area. I think, you know, just from a population standpoint, obviously you don't have the same population base that you would if you're in New York City or Buffalo or even going out of state, you know, in Boston or D.C. or you know, larger metropolitan area. But I think the quality of the players and the quality of the teams, you know, is very underrated in this area. You know, I think when Bob McKinney had it going really well at JD, they went out of the area and played in some high-level tournaments and really represented themselves and, you know, Section 3 and Central New York basketball at a high level. And, you know, I think Central New York team, I mean, West Hill, the last 2 years, win the state championship. You know, with a kid, you know, a bunch of kids that grew up really close to our campus. You know, we've got one of them on a team now, Brian Daly. But I think the level of play in Central New York and I think the level of high school coaching is really underrated. And, you know, I think there are good players, you know, to be had in this, you know, in this part of the state.
When you look at the talent that you've brought in and the kids that you've gone after, it's to certain coaches, it's not just what they can do on the court, but it's how they are in the classroom. It's the type of kids that they are. It's how they treat their families, where they came from, the support system that's around them. How important is all of that to you when you're recruiting?
It's really, really important. You know, we've got kind of a series of core values that our program's based on, and you know, they involve representing ourselves in the school in the best possible way and having an atmosphere of respect within our program and on the campus community, respect for all and respect for others. You know, and obviously working hard academically, getting to class, working as hard as you can to do as well as you can in the classroom and, you know, trying to develop and improve as players and as people and then, you know, kind of putting team first while still valuing individual. That's kind of what our program is about. So we are looking for, when we're recruiting kids, you know, we're looking for kids that are going to buy into that. You know, and some kids need, you know, work in one of those areas. And, you know, and that's part of why we're here, too, is to develop young people and, you know, try to make them better people and better students and better athletes.
Win or lose, how do you feel your staff and yourself have done on the recruiting trail when you're out there and you're talking to kids and you're wanting to bring them in and you have your list of people that you'd like to have? How do you feel from when you started to where you're at right now, kids are responding to the program? Do you feel like you've gained a higher response, more respect as time's gone on for OCC?
Yeah, I think for sure. When I first took the job in fall of 2000, we were kind of the college of last resort for the area kids. And I think over the years we've become more and more of a viable option and a first choice instead of last choice school for a lot of kids. I think that's bigger than our program too. I think we've really, like I said, tried to focus on Central New York, but the college as a whole, Debbie Sato, the former president, and now Casey Crable, our president now, has kind of continued that, where we, the college has grown and the college has invested in resources and providing a great academic environment and a great student experience environment. When we came here, we had the Allen Gym. That was about it, and a couple outdoor tennis courts and a couple outdoor basketball courts. You know, now we've got Murphy Field, and we've got a baseball and softball turf field. We've got the SRC Arena. Allen's been refurbed, so it looks like a new facility. We've got a great fitness center on campus, so there's been a lot of support and a lot in terms of resources at the college level, which makes us a more attractive environment. And that has happened in other areas of campus. We redid our quad. We're spending money on the library. Our academic 2 building is an architectural wonder spanning across the gorge that houses our music program, which is really very well renowned. We've got housing on campus, you know, which we've had for about 8 or 9 years now. So all those things, I think, combined together have really transformed the college from being thought of as like kind of the last school of last resort, like a lot of community colleges are in their local area, to being a destination school for a lot of kids.
Dad! This bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Onondaga Community College, with that notion that the name could be SUNY OCC, that somewhere down the road even, that we could be looking at in making a statement like calling it SUNY OCC, that it could be a four-year school, housing on campus, like you said, everything that you're doing to refurbish and add to the community college. How do you view it, and would you like to see it that way? I know we've had a conversation about it when Rob Edson was alive, that, you know, he had a vision of a lot of things to happen for OCC. How do you see the future going, and would you like to be at OCC as a coach that would have 4 years to grow players?
Well, I think there are a lot of things administratively and charter-wise and whatnot that are way beyond the scope of athletics that would have to be navigated for the college to kind of move from being a community college to being a four-year SUNY entity. Right now we're sponsored by Onondaga County, and the county ultimately is responsible for us. If we were to become a SUNY school, that's a whole different animal. So, I really don't have like any kind of strong thoughts on it, because that's not a loop that I'm in, and those kind of decisions are not going to be made certainly at the athletics level. That would be at the highest level of the college and the county and the SUNY system.
So as you look back to your level, you look at the basketball team this year, like you said, not as much height, but going back to being a team that wants to get out quick and show that speed, who are some of the guys that you're really looking to at this point? I know team-wide that you had a lot of people come in for freshmen, but what can you say about the dynamic of the team, what it looks like, and maybe some of the early leaders that you may try to lean on a little bit?
Yeah, well, our team, we're big about trying to build culture and team chemistry, and we've really been, even more so than in past years, trying to be really intentional about that in our preseason. And I think our guys this year, in terms of chemistry and getting along and kind of buying into being about each other and being about the team, I think have been terrific. Our two co-captains are Nakeem DeLeon, who's he's from DeWitt Clinton in the Bronx, and he's actually a third-year student here. He's a kid that a year ago, he played for us 2 years ago, and then last year got injured in preseason, so we made a decision to redshirt him because the injury would have put him kind of behind on the year. So Nakeem's been here and kind of knows how grouchy I can be and all those kinds of things. And then Thomas Towner, who's he's one of the best people skills people that we've ever had in our program, and again, it great leadership qualities and a great representative of our program. So from a leadership standpoint, obviously we're leaning on those guys, and I mentioned Cam DeSanto as our most experienced and most productive returning player. You got a couple other returnees. Steve Dalgas, who's a point guard out of Geneva. He's had a great preseason and has kind of turned the corner, and I think he's going to carve out a much more significant role for himself. Baron Correll is a forward out of APW High School. Same kind of thing with Barron. Really didn't play a lot last year and has dedicated himself in the offseason to getting better as a player and work hard in the weight room and has had a really, really good offseason for us. We mentioned Nakeem redshirting. Rex Ryan is he's the one Rex Ryan I like because I'm not a big fan of the one with the Bills. But our Rex Ryan out of Homer, he redshirted for us a year ago. So he's a second-year student, first-year player for us, probably our best long-range perimeter shooter. And Jordan Bandera is another kid that redshirted a year ago. He's out of Marcellus, had knee surgery right before the season. So he actually didn't get cleared to run into play until probably middle of January, but he's pretty much back, and expect him to do great stuff for us this year as well. Recruiting wise and incoming freshman wise, we've got actually from my hometown Waterville, who went to state championship game last year. We got two of their players. One was Zach Sawyer, was a first team All State high school player, and then Hunter Williams was their post player. He was a fourth team All State. And then we've got another All-State kid, Jacob Slobe, out of Red Creek, who's scored about 1,300 points in high school, is a great offensive player. Kevin DeCola from Auburn is a point guard. There's some of the incoming freshmen that I think we're expecting some really big things out of this season. I mentioned Brian Daly, of course, has been on the two state championship teams at West Hill. So
when you look at the team as a whole and you look at everybody that you spoke about and kind of the dynamic and what you have, the talent that you have, from season to season, do you create your offense? Do you kind of recreate your offense and your defense to fit the talent you have? Or are you saying, I like this offense, I like this defense, so I'm going to go out and get the players that are going to fit that? I mean, there's two different styles of coaching. There's your system, you go find players to fit the system, and then there's finding the best players and creating the system around it. How do you kind of view?
We're kind of both.
Okay.
We've got some things that are kind of foundational with our program. To some degree, pretty much every season, we're a man-to-man team, and then we do other things around that. We went through periods of time in our history where we've done a lot of pressing. We've done a period of time where we played a lot of matchup defense. The last couple of years with the 2-6-8 kids, we played more 2-3 zone, which is kind of required in this community. So
for the next few years.
Yeah. So, and then offensively, we've kind of morphed in the last couple of years. We're a big motion team. We've kind of taken some of those principles, become more of a read and react team, which has allowed us to be a little bit more positionless and giving us some more flexibility offensively. But then what we do around that, beyond our basic defense, we're going to be an up-tempo team where we're looking to, play the game pretty quickly. But what we do in terms of sets, in terms of, secondary offenses and secondary defenses, that tends to vary from year to year based on personnel.
You talked about being a smaller team, and you also talked about outside shooting. You brought up Rex Ryan in that case. As a coach, obviously, if you're hitting them from three and you're hot from there, you want to keep going. But in a normal game, how do you kind of look at it going in? Do you like the outside shooting? Do you want them to take the open shot? Would you rather have them work the ball in? Because some coaches very adamant about you don't have to go outside if you don't need to, and then other coaches are saying let it fly. So how do you kind of look at it?
Well, I've become a big proponent of kind of an analytic approach to basketball. I think that's one thing, technology and there's a lot of guys that have gotten heavily into study the game. Started with a guy named Dean Oliver, and he came up with the four factors that are most pivotal to winning and losing. And analytics, like if you watch the NBA now, everything is broken down to the most minute level. But our approach offensively, to answer your question, statistically, painting with a broad brush, your highest percentage shots are obviously free throws,
right?
And then there's free throws, layups, three pointers, and then shots in the paint and then mid-range jumpers. So our offensive priority is probably that. We're looking to get to the foul line, looking to get layups, looking to get open threes, and then kind of the other stuff, the shots in the paint and the mid-range jumpers, those things just kind of come without really doing a lot to look for them. So from a priority standpoint, we want to either get layups and get the ball to the rim, either either by driving it to the rim or throwing it into the post and scoring inside, or hitting cutters going to the rim, because we're big on ball movement. We're a read and react team. If you pay much attention to like the Spurs or the Hawks or to a degree Golden State, those are kind of how we play. We're not a big isolation and dribble drive team.
Starting five going in, kind of how you look at it. I know you said you want guys to move around, not necessarily have a position, but in your mind, do you have your five people set?
Not really. We've still got a couple of scrimmages coming up before we open up on the 7th. I've kind of got a rotation in mind, but we've had a couple of scrimmages in our inner squad game, and there's a couple of guys who... Teron Lemons is a freshman here. That he's a little older though. It's his first time in college, and he's really done a great job. He's a guy that we didn't know until he came to school, tried out for the team, and so he's kind of starting to carve out a niche in addition to the guys I mentioned before. Kyle Matuzik is another guy, sophomore in school, freshman playing. Those guys have had really good preseasons and potentially, carved out a niche a little bit more so in our rotation in terms of like a starting lineup. Cam, I would expect him start because he's, like I said, our most experienced and most productive returnee. And then around that, we've got probably a core group of about 9 or 10 guys that are going to be our regular rotation, and who starts may vary from game to game and matchup to matchup, and who finishes, and a lot of those things are still going to be flushed out in the last couple of scrimmages.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and we started out as what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned? Visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Olay Olay, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation. And we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Matadale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors. My husband and I. So kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.
Some coaches like to have their starting five be their starting five. Other coaches like to have the starting five be the guys that got the most playing time, and maybe you make a guy wait and be the sixth man or the seventh man out there. How do you view it? What type of system would you like? If you have a guy that you say, okay, you know what, he's good enough to be in my starting five, do you put him there, or do you let him be the first guy off the bench after you've tried to win, you know, wind the other team down a little bit? How do you kind of view it?
Well, I think it all depends on the characteristics and makeup of your team. Excuse me. I think what we tell our guys is that historically, we've played a lot of guys. This is my 16th year. I think we had one team my second year here where four of our five starters averaged 35 minutes or more. Other than that, there's very few guys that have played here since I've been here that have averaged over 30 minutes. You know, Joe Olson, who was our All-American, and you know, Zach Thompson, who was the best point guard we've had, and a couple other guys, Shane Williams, went on a scholarship school. But very few guys here have averaged over 30 minutes. So we've been a team that's played a lot of guys. Partly because of tempo and partly because I think it's good from a team development standpoint. As far as, you know, six man versus starting, like we tell our guys that anytime you come into the game, whether you're coming off the bench or whether you're a starter that's come out and you're re-entering or anything, your goal is to elevate play in one or more areas. If play's going to suffer when I put you in, there's no reason for me to put you in the game. Right. When you go in the game, you're trying to elevate play in some area. Maybe it's as simple as energy plays. Maybe it's locking down a good scorer on the other team. Maybe it's providing a presence around the basket. Maybe it's knocking down, you know, a couple of perimeter three-pointers. Whatever it is, you know, if you're a primary ball handler, you're trying to get us into transition a little bit more quickly. Whatever it is, when you enter the game, you're trying to ramp up our level of play in one or more areas. So that's kind of how we look at it.
When you look at playing at home, SRC Arena and the Allen Gym, does it matter to you which one you're playing? I mean, the new facility in the SRC Arena coming in a few years ago, obviously it gives a different look than the Allen Gym gives you, and I know the Allen Gym has been refurbished, but how do you view it? Is there one that you prefer to be in order to showcase your team?
I mean, I love both our facilities, and I think they both have their own unique characteristics. We probably play about two-thirds of our games in Allen and about a third in SRC. You know, SRC is probably I mean, I would stack that facility up against any junior college facility in the country, you know, for basketball and for athletics in general. You know, it's a state-of-the-art venue, you know, and a great setup. The Allen Gym is more intimate, and the game's right on top of you. And when we get good student following at the game, that's an awesome environment. And like I said, the two are like distinctly different characteristics, but we're just appreciative that we've got them, and you know, we're happy playing either one.
What do you want to say to not only your student base, but the Central New York community about this upcoming season, the support that you need, and everything connected to that?
Well, I would say, you know, come out and watch us play. Come out and watch our women's team play. It's been really successful, too. I think people that are not familiar with junior college basketball and our level of basketball, I think we'll see a really good product on the court. Like I said, we're very Central New York-centric, so you're probably going to see some familiar names and faces if you're a fan of kids in area high school basketball or high school sports. You know, and I would encourage people, you know, our parking is free, the games cost a lot less, and the food's not as expensive. So I think it can be a really fun night. And like I said, I think people will be pleasantly surprised if they watch us. If they, you know, and I would say the same about the other college teams in the area. You know, go out and watch Lemoyne play. Go out and watch Oswego State or SUNY ESF or Cortland or Morrisville or Casanova College. I mean, there's Cayuga's right down the road from us. I mean, sometimes I think people lose sight of the fact that, I mean, Syracuse University rightfully gets a ton of credit, and they play basketball at a really high level. But there's other people in Central New York that are playing college basketball that's fun, entertaining, competitive, and at a high level in its own right.
And lastly, what's kept you in Central New York? What's made you love being here and love the push for it? Like you said, Syracuse gets credit for being here, but there's a lot of other schools here, a lot of talent here, a lot of Central New York kids that get to play for you and go forward from there. So what's kept you in Central New York, and what makes you care about this area?
Well, you know, I grew up and I still live about an hour east of here in Waterville. And, you know, so I like Central New York and upstate New York. And in terms of Onondaga specifically, you know, it's been just, I'm at a good place because I think the school has grown. We've taken, you know, I like to feel like, you know, if I left tomorrow, we're leaving the program in a lot better shape than we found it. And I think that's true for the athletic department as a whole. And, you know, I feel like where we're at and what we're doing with our program, we're making a difference with the kids that we've been fortunate to work with and interact with. And, you know, hopefully making them a little bit better people more so than a little bit better players.
That coming from Dave Pasiak, head coach of OCC's men's Lasers basketball team. And of course, Dave, as always, I appreciate it. We'll have you on. I would like to have you on weekly for a slice of so that we can have a weekly feedback. So if you're up for it, I am. What do you think?
That'd be awesome. I appreciate, you know, you and your interest in, you know, in our program and some of the things in Central New York athletics that really need exposure and need an outlet, and we're really appreciative of you taking some interest in us.
Well, it's because of people like you that I can have that opportunity to do so, so I appreciate it as always. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Dan. We'll talk to you soon.